The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing to be a people who have come to know the true and the living God. What a privilege, amen? What a privilege. It's a great privilege. Some of us, because we're born in there, we don't even know what is happening. We just find ourselves in the faith. We don't know what a privilege we have received to know this God, the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is manifested in His Son. We thank you, Lord, our Father, tonight. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. I think it was Moses who said concerning Israel that God is what a people who call upon the name of the Lord. We don't know, they call upon the name of Jehovah. You know, that was the emphasis today on the air. Amen. Praise God. What a wonderful nation. What a wonderful privilege that a people have been separated to know God. To know God. If you had a chance to search on earth, to search for God, you would have known how tedious it is to find God. How tedious it is. That's why some smart guy just try and end up as an atheist. And the conclusion in all our search is that there is no God. we just find mercy to know this wonderful God. This God whose name is Majesty in all the earth. In all the earth. We have the duty to make this God visible to other nations of the earth. Amen? Praise God. We have the duty to do what? To make Him visible. We have the duty to, through our life. There's no way the mercy or the first trust does not go to everybody. It goes to a crop of people. Amen? Paul called it those who first trusted. After you believed, you received the spirit of promise as a seal. Those who first trusted. You mean those people who just by reason of the word of God, just they have not seen, but they believe. Amen. It's not everybody on the earth here who will believe without seeing. Hallelujah. It's not everybody who will have the strength to believe through preaching. That's why the crop of those that harvest the true preaching are very precious to God, because they heeded the call of faith. Praise God. And you believe and you are seeing that it's real. But the nations of the earth, except they see God, they won't believe. And the only way they can see Him is to see Him through us. Because God will not step down to make Himself visible. He will only bring His visibility through those who have believed. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's a great trust, and we must not fail it. We must not fail it. God must, He must become our testimony. Amen. Commitment is to make the son sin. So I want to believe strongly that the Son of God will be seen more in this territory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we've been going on the school of charity. We're on charity, eh? We're on charity. These are serious works that is important, that must be well understood, and I believe that we have found help a little bit in this. Have you been going on with us very well? Are you getting it clear? Is charity not looking something different from what you have known as charity? Huh? Charity is Christ, is the Son of God. That is the embodiment of what He attained through faith. It is through faith that He attained to charity. That's why the commandment of God is love. The commandment, without the commandment of faith, there can't be a commandment of love. So, though it's the commandment of God, like Jesus said to that young rich ruler, if you have done the commandment, say you have done it, then all of the 10 summarized to 2, which is love, love. Is that not true? Praise God. But without faith commandment, you can't come into love. So though its expression is love, but the content, the inward person is embodiment of faith document, faith experiences. Praise God. And that's why we started by looking at the mystery of faith. We're going to go a little bit today more on charity. We're still on charity. And we can't run from that place, because once we complete charity appropriately, then entrance to life is no more difficult. And that life is the life of is eternal life of the Father, which actually is a sealing or a completement. You can finish the life of charity and not be able to still enter into life. You can complete charity. If you don't know how charity lands, there's a way charity completes. There's the beginning of charity, and there's the completeness of charity that makes an entrance. Peter say, and so an everlasting, an entrance to be ministered unto you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So where were they before this time? Are we right? Are we here? Let's go back and read that place a little bit. Amen. The gospel must be well understood so that we can stay on course and not be swerved easily. Once we have it laid in our heart by faith, it's not going to be easy for the enemy to swerve us. If you want to swerve us, our recovery is possible, because we know. Tithe, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. See patience here. Patience, then patience, godliness. You will see patience again, which is not the patience of faith. There's a patience which is patience of faith. So when it's talking about knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience there, there's a kind of patience talking about here. Let's go on. And patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you, not only just stay in you, but what? And abound. So it's not just that I have them. There's a degree of abundance of it that must be. Actually, it means that there's an overflow. So you can have charity, and it's not fervent charity. It's not hot. But you have it. You have charity, but it's not hot charity. It's not fervent. If it's not fervent, it can't produce entrance. So if these things be in you and abound, they make you. So you become an entity by that abundance, that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Son of God. That word, our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's not just knowledge of Christ. You are already knowing Christ. But you must come to the completeness of Christ, which is the truth, the faith. You will know Christ. But you need this to come to know the Son of God. The Son of God is the full stature of Christ. Is the fullness of Christ. Or the completeness of Christ. That's why the revelation is that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou art Son. Christ is Son of God. When he said the Son of the living God, he's talking about the fullness of Christ. All through Jordan to the cross, he is Christ. If Peter had said, thou art Christ on that day, then the revelation is not complete. What he broke into that was amazing is that thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. So he saw Christ beyond the Judean ministry into his glory as the Son of God, which is actually God visible. The Son of God is God's visibility. It's not a little God. It's God manifest. So you hear that there, you know, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. That's God manifest. That's the Son of God. That was the revelation that said, it is the Father who knows the Son. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. Or to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So it's the Son that can make the Father known. So if you come to know the Son of God, then it is my Father who reveal it to you. That today in the church, some churches believe that Jesus is the Christ, but it's not the Son of God. Like Jehovah's Witness. Right? They say it's the Messiah. So they can't inherit eternal salvation. Because it will take the revelation of the Son of God to inherit eternal salvation. That's why Jesus will have to ask, who is the Christ? Well, ask the Pharisees. Who is the Christ? Because they are not really arguing that it's not the Christ. So he was not saying, if you know Christ, who is the Christ? Is the Christ the Son of David? So something is wrong with your revelation. If you believe in Christ and you don't know he's Son of God, your revelation is lopsided. It's not complete. So is he the Son of David? Answer. And they were caught. They know that it's not the Son of David. Because David said, the Lord said to my Lord, even biologically, he's not the Son of David. By adoption, he's the same Son of David. But is David the Son of David? It's not the Son of David. Either biologically or by adoption. It's not. You know, so people go take advantage of scriptures. It's not, the Bible is not like other books in which every verse stands in isolation. No. If you don't have revelations, understanding of the scriptures, you can't take a verse. That's why we don't project a verse. Who is this Christ? Is it the Son of David? David said in the spirit, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies what? Thy footstool. So the Christ is the Son of God. That's the complete identity. It's important. And it's not just a language in the Bible, it's a revelation. It must be known. One thing about the God of Israel is that it's not just trying to say, I am God, serve me. He wants to be known. That makes him different. That's why you see that he spent all his time raising prophet to speak by the Spirit. Not just to do miracles. The primary job of the prophet is their words, which are conveyor of the knowledge or the unveiling of the invisible God. That's why it's different from every god of the nations of the earth here. If any nation says they have a prophet, it's because of visions. The prophet that God of Israel raised are not God of visions, are not the prophet of visions. No. They're not seers. To start with, at the point where we call them seers, they have to change to a prophet. They are prophets, they're not seers. Their primary job is not in their visions or in the night. I went to the house place. It's being able to bring forth the mind of God. Because this God wants to be known. That's his utmost interest. That's why he came into creation. Things have been billions of years without creation. I went to the house place. He has dwelt in himself. When the time came for him to step to creation, it was the beginning of his revelation to what he created. He wants to be known. That became important for Jesus to say to Peter, it's my Father who reveals this to you. And upon this stone, upon this revelation. So the scripture is about unveiling. And unveiling. Amen. Praise God. Somebody was speaking on the Facebook and he said, worship God. All this Yahweh Elohim thing you are saying. Let's all worship God. All this Yahweh Elohim thing. I said, you are complete illiterate. A complete spiritual illiterate. Anything can be God. It is the one who is speaking and knows his God that who is serving. And the God of Israel, you can't know him and say he's revealed to you. And he's revealed to you through his names. That makes him different. For the nation of the earth here, when you see the battle, you don't know him. It's by spiritual whatever that they connect to him. Are we not the house? That's why if you speak in tongues and you don't have interpretation, people say you should keep quiet. He wants to communicate to you. It's not just a spiritual feeling. No. He made you spirit, soul, body, and he wants to make sure that he passed himself to you in all those territories. Paul says you were led of these dumb idols. They don't care about your intelligence. They don't care about your reasoning. But you feel their power. You feel their influence. I went to the house this. And you know with me that you can be deceived in that. You are Gentiles. You are led away. You are led away. They want to lead people, lead nations away. Through different kind of manifestation. That's why we can't elevate manifestation. Dumb idols use them. We know it exists. We give space for it, but we don't elevate it. And we don't project it. Because idols use them. And you can contact another world through them. Amen? So, where we were reading in 2 Peter, it says that if you know these things and you are bound in knowing it, knowing it is not just having an intelligent knowing, it's interacting with it. Because their substance is their works. You interact with it, they just make you. They make you. That you shall never, will never be unfruitful, barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus, the Son of God. But if you lack these things, you're blind and cannot see afar off. And has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So you can see that it's not sealed, that beast not sealed, it's not perfected. Huh? Amen. It's born again, could be born again. It could be filled with the Holy Ghost. It could have enjoyed certain dimension of the Spirit. But his course is not complete. I will write together, please. So if he stays there, sin can recover. And he will forget that he has been taken away from his old sin. Wherefore the rather, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. What's the meaning of that one? The meaning of that is that you will have an entrance ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting. If there's an entrance, what does it mean? An access. Where were you before? You remember that in the gospel, Jesus gave account of those who were found in the kingdom and were bound and cast out. So there's a domain of the kingdom of the Son where you can be cast out. So all these areas of charity is in dominion of the Son. Are we in the house, please? If you do not complete or if you offend there, you may not have access to the everlasting kingdom, which is the Father's provision. It's the Father's domain that is. Are we in the house, please? That is the dominion. That is a domain of the Father, which the Son really inherited. Amen. That's what makes him the Son of God. The Son of God inherited that dominion. That was all he was laboring for. That was all. Because in that dominion, death have no access there. I went in the house with that place. Death can access it. It's higher than death. That's why you see him in the book of Hebrews. The Bible says that he says he offered to God prayers and supplication with strong tears and cry to him that was able to save him from what? From death. From death. And he was heard in that he feared. Though he was a son. Yet, so there's a dominion or a kingdom that he was to receive. Praise God. Is it understood? Have I confused you? So, let's read today. 1 Corinthians again. 13. 1 Corinthians 13. Let me read. And though I bestow my goods, verse 3, to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffereth long, is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not himself, is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not a home. If the Lord permits me, I will come back to this and pick it one by one. Huh? Amen. We're not going to rush in this place. Amen. We're not going to rush. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not our own, is not easily provoked, taketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Verse 7, that's my emphasis tonight. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. This is the completeness of charity. I started talking about bearing nothing last time. I told her that God will not allow us to go through anything that he has not prepared us to be able to go through. No temptation ever taken you, but such as it is common to man. Common to man is not common to every human being. Common to man in Christ. It's common. It's a common affliction, just like a common program, like a common salvation. Or we say our general salvation. The same program. It's not different. Your own is not different from my own. The packaging can be different, but the internalization is the same. What you will get by it or gain by it is what I also gain by it. But it's painting and circumstances around it may differ. Amen? So it's common. Common means general. General. They arrange it to be general. Because it's going to produce general salvation. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able, not in yourself, what he has wrought in you. That able is what he has wrought in you. But we with the temptation also make a way to escape, that he may be able to bear it. So, when they want to bring strength to bear in you, the way it is designed is to ensure that after you have received the word of God, then subject you to circumstantial trials that can allow you to weather it, bear it, to be able to stay with it and not run away from it. The escape is to bear. Now, the way he's explaining bearing now takes us to the next place, which is being able to endure. So let's go back there first. Beloved, all things. So in bearing, he can see things there. His faith is unshakable. It does not change what he believes. But many times, the things we face changes our belief. Are we the helpless? The mind of the enemy in bringing trials to you is to change what you believe. If you believe before that God is able to save you in any trouble, he wants you to believe that God is not able to save you in every trouble. Even if he saves everybody from every trouble, for your case, and he will give you experiences that will prove it to you that he cannot save you in every trouble. He will arrange the problem in such a manner that you will have to refer to this and that and that. It's to tell you that he's not as faithful as you think he is. So it's not everything about him you can believe. It's not all things of God. But think all things to God is possible. But it's not possible for you. He can get into any sphere to preach the gospel, but as long as what God intends will not stay in you, he will use every means. So, in the building of charity, because charity is a building, or it's a making. When they are making an entity of charity, they make it with the capacity to be consistent with the thoughts and the mind of God. Because those things there are the things of God, or the thoughts of God, or the mind of God, or the plan of God. What Jeremiah says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. The thought of good and not of evil. I know the thoughts. So there are thoughts, things are thoughts. They are thoughts, they are plan and purposes of God. So if God cannot keep his word concerning you, he cannot keep his word concerning his plan for you. Are we in the house? So, but in building charity, they build capacity to weather storm. That's where you see people like Paul coming to issues like being made more than conqueror through him who loved us. How can he love us if the love is not yet revealed in us? How do you know God loves you? God, that love is revealing you. Is that not true? Are we in the house, please? He said, God loves you. It's just a language. If the Lord is not shown in your life, then it's not proof that he loves us. That's why he says in 1 John 3, he says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. So, if God bestows so much love on us, that is why we are sons of God. If we are not sons of God, then there's no proof of his love. Our sonship is the proof of his love for us. Amen. If God cannot make a son, make us a son, then there's nothing special about the bestowing love upon us. So it's not a lingua of scripture, it's an experience or an attainment or a making. So what to become? That's the proof of that love. So we're not just quoting what the Bible says, we're quoting what God has done. Which happened, the Bible also said. Because if you have not even read it in the scriptures, are we in the house, please? And you have believed Jesus, it does not stop that God's love has been manifested towards us. So believing all things is one thing, that the devil will do everything to ensure you do not attain. You don't attain. It will come through every manner of lie. It will come in between every scripture you know. To tell you that what God is saying is not just, it's not like that. It can't be like that. If it's like that, it will take a long time. He preached that message to Adam. He did not preach it to him. He preached the message to him that attaining to life is going to be far. That's why he kept the program in hope. Because he was not deceived. He's the only one who was deceived. He consciously partook in the fruit. For the woman, it was that she was deceived. But for Adam, it was something he did willingly. But that knowledge he had is not just knowledge. Somebody sold out that knowledge to him I went to the house this. We got to get there. Something was lacking in his love. He couldn't believe all things. Couldn't believe all things. He couldn't believe the one who has promised is able to perform what he has spoken. God said, okay. We could be the last generation that will swallow up death in victory. Amen. We could be the last generation. And if we are not the last generation, it's not my trouble. Let me complete my part of the process. You know how many souls he has wearied, who has waited for Jesus to come? He has wearied them. Because they don't know how to wait. There's a way to wait to wear the enemy out. And there's a way you wait in which the enemy will wear you out. It will make it will make the hope to defy. And your heart will be sick. When hope is defied, it makes the heart sick. It will take the hope of the resurrection of life to strengthen the heart continually. Are we in the house of this? So once you are hoping to go to heaven, you are in trouble. Oh. Once that's your hope, the enemy will wear you out. Because that hope you are hoping does not have substance. So it can't strengthen you here. You will. But if you hope in the God that raises the dead, that hope is a living hope. Instead, you hope, substance comes to you through faith. If you hope in a street of gold in heaven, that gold street, because it can't come. Substance, it doesn't have substance. Amen. Doesn't have substance. So I want to encourage you, brother. Don't give up. Don't give up. We'll soon get there. We'll soon make it. Don't give up. Just a little while. So you know when you are running a race, marathon race, it's not easy to encourage. When your strength is finished, no. If we understand this very well, when the Lord worked this in us at 80, that's the reality of that song we sing. Jeko ye mi oluwa o jeko be mi saving prayer. It is a substance that created, that will create that sustenance. Amen. Some people ask, they say, how did you start preaching eternal life? How are you able to keep on like this? I don't even know, it's already some decades now. I didn't know, it's like yesterday. Are we in the house, please? Why? Things are coming every day. Things of that life are always coming. So the hope is alive. It's not a dead hope. The things is working here. If I open the scripture, it brings back. I don't feel bad. So if, are they waiting for them to just open it? So there was somebody on this thing that's always waiting for you. Just please, just open me. Yeah? It's so that you can have energy to believe all things of God. To say that God is true. Paul says, let God be true and every man, what? Praise God. So if he can believe all things, then he can hope all things. Actually, this evening I'm going to enduring all things. That's the climax of that process. Well, the first one is faith. When you bear all things, you believe all things. That's faith. Hope all things, that's hope. Enduring all things, charity. It's love. That's true love. So in the charity, there's charity. So you say in charity, he said there are three that abide it. Faith, hope, and charity. It's big charity. Even in charity, there's faith, hope, and charity. You will see that actually it is what they have been doing before that they are working on. They are only making it to, they are heightening it. It's like you have learned mathematics at a level. They move it to another level, it takes another form. Right? They move to another level, it takes another form. It's the basic mathematics you have been learning that they are changing. But for the reason of the need is from mathematics, they come out with engineering mathematics, Abby. It's mathematics. Why would they call it engineering mathematics? Because it has more to what engineer can use. So it's much of applied mathematics. Because they need it in their profession. It's still the same mathematics. It's clear there, but somewhere there, it just looks as if it is. It's clear, it's there. Is it not there? Amen. Believe in all things. Open all things. endureth all things. Charity cannot abound if it does not fulfill the cost of endurance. Actually, in endurance, there is patience there. But the patience is not, it's an active patience that is engaging. So, faith has its patience. Amen. Hope has its patience. Charity has its patience. Its patience is called endurance. I want us to land very well with our mind, okay? I want us to land very well with all I've said. I want you to arrive very well. So we can move a little bit from here. Let's just check out some scriptures today and find out. Matthew 24, let's read verse 13. Jesus was talking about the end of the world. We're going to come back there later on. But let's just read some of these scriptures. Let's read verse 12 of it. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Next verse. But he that shall endure. So why love was cold was that it could not endure. Doesn't have the things of endurance or enduring things. Enduring. Things that can last beyond the moment. Eternal things that can last. That's the reason for revelation of Christ, is to make available enduring matters. So your faith and your process is not tied to this world. It's not tied to things either in heaven or on earth. There are a lot of things your faith can tie to. In the face of afflictions, in the face of certain level of stress, tribulation, prayer, contradiction against your expectations. We'll go back and see some of those issues later on. So because of iniquity shall abound, the love of men shall wax old. But he that endure unto the end, he said, shall be saved. It's not endure till Christ will come. That's what I will say. Endure to the end. There's the end to your walk of faith. There's a cause that you are going through that has an end. Paul said that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify of the grace of God. So, people think that end is rapture. The end is salvation. The same shall be saved. This save is eternal salvation. It's preservation. The same shall be saved. And that word is that the saved shall inherit eternal life. Amen. It's scriptures. Huh? Rapture was not emphasis of the church, the early church. That wind came at certain time of the church history. It was trying to come in the day of Paul, and they quickly dealt with it. Or else it will replace the true hope. The hope of life. Amen. So if you endure, then an entrance shall be ministered. Goes to charity and abound. So that so shall an entrance be ministered into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior. That is where eternal salvation is programmed. I went to the house, please. So he that endures to the end shall be saved. Like I tell you, you can't take a scripture and run away in the Bible, you will have problem. You will create what? A broken cistern. You know broken cistern? What's about a broken cistern? It can't hold water. Have you ever fetched before with a very bad fetcher? The pressure is already bad, and it's not any bad pressure, and you want to water by all means. Have you baptized before? Oh my God, it's a bad thing. You will carry a full load from when you get up, a cup. And that thing is bad. It tests up. You dip it again as if it's going to better this time. Some of you grew up in cities or in the days where bottled water and sachet is the cause of your life. If you don't have water in your hostel, you can buy 5 sachets and pour it. In the old days, when the thing is bad, you can go to anywhere to go and fetch. How many of you did that? With your bucket. And because where you are going to, there are too many people who go there to go and fetch. So the fetcher is always... Amen! So we must get certainty so that you don't use such pressure in your pursuit of life. When you get to the end of it, everything is gone. Are we together, please? Okay, it's shown as a broken sister. Naughty guys deal with women in the desert area. If they hate you, they will allow you to go and fetch water with pots. And they will use katakota pot. Poke! Bad boys. If they hate a girl, maybe they are trying to get attention of the girl and it's not paying attention, they will show you when going to go to fetch. Amen. So he that endure to the end is salvation. Actually, it's eternal salvation. But understand, they say, what is salvation? What is this guy? No! When you are born again, you are saved, but you are not eternally saved. See, we are born again of Jesus, we are eternally immune. Have you not read in your scriptures, he took them and bind them and cast them out? Where is the own Bible? Where is the own Bible? Into utter darkness, where there will be what? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. They sell those pieces of lies to guys who want to enjoy themselves while they are in church, okay? They just want the 20th century church. Bind him hand and foot and take him away. Away to where? Utter darkness. Utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Don't ask me where it is, though. But I don't know. It's not a good place. It can't be in the kingdom. It's outside. They are cast out of the kingdom. It's clear that the apostles labor on believers, labor on churches, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ with eternal glory. Because saints may obtain salvation, not with a simple logic. Which means it can be without. Abi? Amen. You can be saved without eternal glory. Therefore, I endure. Can you see that? I endure all things. Just charity is fulfilling charity. The Lord will grant you the power to move into this zone. I said you will move in there. You are feeling it, but you are too resolute from within you. You know too much than to be perturbed. For Paul, in dying and in what? In life. That Christ be magnified in my body. In dying. Every day we waste away. That mortality be swallowed up of life. So these guys are not protecting their body anymore. Resolute, too solid with the realities of resurrection life. No stone you cast at them that can check their resolution. They have no time of concentration for the thing you are doing. Yet they are feeling pain. For Paul to feel pain of Alexander to a point that Paul cannot forget it. Yet Paul did not shit post. But it was a trouble. It was serious trouble for Paul. What is suffered in the hand of Alexander, he can't, to him is, but he endured. The message did not change. Their profession did not change. Their affirmation, oh my God. No wonder no demon can appear to change their message. You can't appear. You know, sometimes people preach demon because of what they have seen. Yeah, there are demons I've seen that I know their name. I won't tell you the names I know. Because it's not part of the gospel. It's from my personal dealing with those spirits. I suffered sometimes for 5 years, 4 years, where I would know the name of the spirit behind it. And the day I know the name of that spirit, I see something. Yet you will suffer for those period of time. It's not part of the gospel. They are by the way. So when we are talking, it's not because we don't. I know many of the name of the spirit in this territory. By reason of wahala. If you go through the same thing, you also know it by wahala. I won't tell you. That's your own dealing. It's not part of the doctrine of the gospel. Now I tell you books to make a right now a book. The demons in Ondo City. We'll be making them important. They will feel important. Yeah. You need to understand the gospel, okay? Amen. So, your pastor, he doesn't care about demons. I know them. How would I not care? They are not, they can destroy much good. But I won't give them importance in my message. I won't. I won't. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake. Paul here is fulfilling the call of charity, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ. So this salvation, which is called with eternal glory, is also called eternal salvation. It's also called eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we on course? So let's check more places. Okay, it's going to... let's check 10:22. Something like this is there. Matthew 10:22. So this exact same word, just use it. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Jesus kept using the word endures to the end. You remember that before for all of these people, some of them will assume that end is the end of this world. We actually ask him what is going to be the sign. When shall these things be? What will be the sign of their coming and the end of the world? And Jesus confused them. He said the three things together. Why is he always hiding things? They ask him three things. Should I say number one? But there are three questions. Matthew 24, go there, please. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, that there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he sat, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us. It was not privately. Tell us, what shall these things be? When shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And of what? And of the end of the world. I think it's a clear question. Three questions straight. And Jesus just came and rolled out. Because if you are a child of God, if you are his child, you will seek to know. For to you, unto you it is given to know. So he won't give you plain. He will give you so I can check out if you are his child. Yo. You will seek to know. So you look into it. So it's not a book everybody can look into and find the answer. Amen. Can I have more quality here? More quality. You did something against the quality here. I'm going to come back with this 24. I hope the Lord will help me to do that today. I want us to come back there so we can learn about this issue. 2 Timothy 4, let's see 4:3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap teachers, themselves teachers, having itch in hair. You will discover that why it says endure, love endure all things is an activity of the world. that produce endurance. But Jesus said in John, said, labor not, for the meat which perisheth. Actually, we thought that he's talking about, because it was after he fed them with bread, right? When they came the next day looking for him, they crossed the sea to look for him. That's why he said this, labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth. He was not talking about the bread as it were. He was talking about the word that produces the bread. The meat that perish is not the bread they ate. It's the word that produced that bread. The enduring life also has its own meat that produces it. Amen. So you can't come into charity that endures all things if the word of enduring life is not provided to you. It must be, amen. Praise God. So you can have life and not have life to enduring life, which endures unto eternal life. So there's a word that can take you to eternal life. It means that word is in charity. Are we in the house, please? Amen. It's a word that can make you neither to be barren nor unfruitful, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed, telling you that the word is an enduring word of the Father. It's the meat of God. That's what the Son was sealed for. The Son has not of food. I went to the house, please. The Son has the word of life. He also has the word of enduring life. That enduring life is to seal. It's to finish what life of the Son began. The word of the Son began something in us that needs to be sealed. Or that needs to be finished. That's what Reverend K used on Sunday. Uh-huh. Finishing it means that it means perfecting it. Or sealing it. The sealing is by the Father. It's Father that seals. I went in the house this. Amen. So they must introduce that to us. Introduce to us actually means that they must expose us to interaction. You see, now when you say the word of life, the word that endures, where are they? They're all in scriptures. And every day you read them, but you read them at your level. The same word that you read, that are words of introduction to life, the same word that you will receive that will seal you, but at a level of engagement and commitment. It's the same word. It's the same word. Say, so these are the words that make the Son, the words of oath. Where is the word of oath? They are all here. But I won't discuss those words as oath to you if your work is not there. Are we in the house, please? You just receive that as a word of promise. The same word you receive as promise, somebody receives as oath. It is the Son that does it, and it's the Father that sees it. It's the Father, it's the one that does that consecration. It's the Son that is the priesthood over it, but the Father is the one that seals. We'll see after 30 minutes. So let's see. Use our 30 minutes very well. But the far we have gone, is it clear to us? Is it difficult? No, it's scriptures that we know that we are reading. I've learned to read these days. Amen. If I talk without reading, what was he saying now? So now if we read it, I've learned over the years. Amen. I've learned not to talk too much. But just open it. Let's see it together. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We are looking at charity. Yeah? Charity. Endureth all things. I would say enduring all things. Actually, it's patience of charity. But it's because what it works impatient with are enduring materials. So it's not patience that is just waiting. It's patience that is engaging. It's patience that is working. Are we in the house, please? It's withstanding prayer. It's withstanding stress. is withstanding contradictions. It's withstanding evident things that look so real. We're going to mention some of them, okay? But let's just go step by step. Praise God. So Isaiah said, patient endurance is the proof of charity. Patient endurance is the proof of charity. In Hebrews chapter 6, let me read from verse 14. Hebrews 6, 14. Saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now what did he endure? He endured dealing of love. That patient endurance was not just that faith was tested. It was love that was tested. If you patiently follow those, we're asked to follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Who through faith and patience inherit the promise. There's that. But this one, can you see what they inherited? The promises. So your faith and patience can get promises. What is the promise? You will need patient endurance. That ye be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. That's school of faith. But in school of love is a training to get one thing, the promise. And that's why when God was going to speak to Abraham about this point, God said, take your son. Take Isaac, your only son, whom thou lovest. It's a war of love, and he must weather it. And he didn't say, offer him. Said, take him. Go on a journey of 3 days and offer it on the mount in which I will show you. That's the complication. You are taking your son whom you love to a place you don't know. So it's conflict on our side. Even if he wants, okay, let me take the son. I don't even know the place. It's enough to say, you have excuse for not obeying. I will in the house, please. And our excuse to God will be that you don't love God. Because it's not that you don't know where you are going. It is the constraint of your only son that is the problem. That we're allowed to take any excuse to spare the son. Thy son, Isaac. Thy only son. Whom thou... He preached it completely. Maybe you forgot. Maybe you are assuming. Maybe you are trying not to think about it. I love him. Let me act as if I don't love him. So I can do it. I don't love you. I hate you. I hate you. No, he's saying, whom you love him. And you know him. You know him. So this man weathered that storm by going 3 days. To the journey of resurrection. 3 days. After he had patiently endured. He was patient for 25 years. In the last phase of the years, he needed endurance to complete it. It's easier to wait when the child has not come. Now to offer it is more difficult. In that manner, you don't need patience. You need endurance. You need love that can withstand opposition. Because he's going to inherit promise. He's going to validate that Christ must come. Yes, man says Jesus Christ must come. If heaven says he must come, and a man does not say he must come, he can't come. So Abraham was standing in the place to represent humanity to say the promise must come. He patiently endured. This journey is not for some small kids who wants to do ministry, who wants to just do church. It's for men who are used to spiritual pilgrimage. The message of eternal life is not just, it's not, if not that God actually gave mercy, to get all of us sitting down hearing it, it's a lot of mercy from heaven. So a message you can, I am not, if there's no help from above, that man can endure, you can't endure hearing it. You can't do it. You can't. Forget about not even hearing it now. Because that's one of the places he said in the last days. They will not endure the teachings. Not even the life now. From the teaching, they said they will start reacting from teaching. There's the love itching air. You can't hear it. Some ministers ate this message. Ate it. They don't want to hear it. Why? Each time they hear it, it tells them that they aborted a process. It reminds them that guy you enlisted, but you bolted out. Towards the end of time, it's going to be a very tough time. Very tough time. Very tough. Hard time. Hard. Because what men will be looking for is not what God is providing. They're going to look at teachers. Who can tell them what they like? I see about the why you have been bustling for a present. There's something they want to hear. You want my jelly? My jelly, show you. A knee, a lane, long woolly on pallet. To whoop on it. I have been saying, be a one, they want me one. This problem. It's a confirmation. In the church, they won't just spend time on this matter. Once in a while. And they got a Just pray that I will grow in grace. I will know the Lord. I will understand that. Amen. Praise God. There are doctrines and teachings that actually make you, okay? And that's the emphasis of the gospel, is to make you. Is to make you. Come on, say, to make me. God wants to make me. God, the investment is to make me. Praise God. For the church in church at Ephesus, there was an issue that was wrong with them. It's on this love. He called it their first love. Let's go back there. See, if you go forward there, it's ahead. Are you here? I know thy works and thy labor and patience. But you know that works is faith, labor is love, patience is hope. You know that. And how thou canst not bear them that are evil, and as thou hast tried them which say they are apostles. I think I came to this place last time on Sunday. And are not, and has found them liars. This next day is going to happen very soon. The church will overgrow many of these liars, liar apostles. They're liars. As born. Now, Nick. As born and asked patience. For my name's sake. And has labored and has not waited. What? Before now, he mentioned their works, their patience, their labor. Then I said, as born, as patience, for my name's sake, as labored, and as not fainted. He was emphasizing that first labor, right? Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. What was their labor before? Because thou hast left thy first love. Let's read that. You will see where that first love is. And why that first love was necessary. That it must be done. Because it's first love. Because actually it is the real love. The first one is not the real love. is there's actually two loves. First love really is charity, Christ. Second love is the Father's love. Amen. Are we in the house, please? Well, let's see. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. But he spoke about their works. Amen. He has commended their works first. He now said, do the first works. So it means that one that did before was not first work. It was preliminary works. I went to the house, please. Amen. It was preliminary work. It's not the first work. Let's see and see it accurately. Do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee. You know, I told you that charity has some faith. Amen. Has some faith, has some patience, has its own love, which is endurance. Right? So it says, do the first works of the first love. Because if you don't do the first works, you can't arrive at the love. Hello? I have done some background teaching, but not today here. Do the first works, or else I will come unto thee, because the first works gives assurance that we do the first love. If you do not do the first works, you won't do the first work. So actually, what I have against you is the love. But go back to his works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove that candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Let's see. If they do it, what will happen? See the next verse. For this thou hast, that thou hast hated the deed of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcometh, who does the first love, and does his works, will I give to eat the tree of life, which is where? In the paradise of God. So they will have access to the kingdom of God. I went to the house, please. Or they will have ministration to the everlasting kingdom. So the church of Ephesus had problems at that point of charity. You know, sometimes we say first love is fellowship. You don't know. It's faith for all things. The work is faith for all things. And it is faith in the midst of all things. I went to the house, please. Is believing all things and beareth all things. Because in your move to charity, spirits will visit you. You can't. Once they see that you are moving the realm of charity, spirits will descend to you and bring their things to you. And they want to know if you can stay in the things of God in the midst of the conflict of what they are bringing against you. I went in the house, please. They will beat against your building. That is the point where Jesus said the house that is built upon a rock. He said, the wind will beat posteriorly, but the house stood. It means that the house withstood or endured. It endured the wind and the storm. They can blow it. So when you see elders of faith who has challenged in one area or the other one, maybe marriage, in so, don't level them. They are spirits. They have... It's and many of them can overcome. I went to the house, please. And I said, if they can understand the spirits and stay on all things, to believe the testimony of God. I went to the house, please. Then the wind came. I said, why after the house is built on the rock, why should they allow wind to come? And the wind blew. Open the place to me. Let me get that English very well. I would like to read the Amplified of it. Please help me with the Amplified. So, please prepare for the journey, okay? What did I say? These things are coming to fortify your heart, fortify your base. Therefore, somebody hear this sayings of mine. This sayings of mine. These are the teachings of Christ. Of mine. The sayings are teachings of Christ. And the end of that teaching of Christ is charity. It's endurance. And do it them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Hallelujah. Are you getting it, please? So everyone who hears these words of my words, and act on them or practice them, it's not even act, it's practice them or do them, will be like a wise man, a far-sighted, practical, and sensible man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the flood, and torrent. Everybody say flood. Flood are messages. And then you see wind coming as storm. They are strong messages. And the winds blew and slammed against the house, that house. Yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. It's Christ. It's complete Christ building. So nobody can ascend to this point without this experience. If they have not thrown it to that person, it means that he has not reached the stage. Once a building begins to reach the stage of end of charity, they will just let it be that way. So that's how they are made. Amen. So you can understand how Jesus will lie in a ship inside a storm. He slept. He slept. The way the old ships, you see what they are designed. When the storm is strong, you will see how the one they throw on, how it will be beaten heavily. And it was already fierce to a point that ship could capsize. That's what they said. Don't you care that we die here? Oh, they're so over. Imagine. We know you can't die here, but don't you care about us? You know, sometimes when we get to this experience, like I was saying, in Accra yesterday, when you're inside a vehicle and the driver is misbehaving, driver can say, "Chauffeur, come in here. Ah, my waste left me now." Can you see? Your life is still important to you. You have not transcended your life. When you transcend your life, you say, "Baba, my para now. My para now. Boy, my para now." But for now, you are afraid for your life. So you cannot really act it. Because when you say, "Oh, but right now, but boy, there's something they will do to you that your life will have gone already. You'll be a dead man walking. And when you have died once, you're going to die again. They say they expose you to spirits that your life is in despair. A man whose life is in despair and the hand of spirits, he can't be afraid of accident. Doesn't mean he's reckless. But he has died before. When spirits want to toughen you, stress you, you will die many times. Amen. I went to the house, please. So you can't How they say that only Makoyabi Olubala can hear my connect call. Makoyabi Olubala, because that man wants to get some. Makoyabi Olubala, he must be at a lot on the wave of God. You see, he must catch God. Why? God must not pass him by. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, Master, don't you care about our life? That man, Christ Jesus, is God's building. It's not acting miraculous. No, it's not miraculous. It's who he is. He's above the wind. Because the wind, he said, are agents of death. You know? They are forces of death. He has died many times before he died on the cross of Calvary. He has died many times. In their days, the things Jesus Christ went through in preaching, for example, in their days, they were robbers. No, he gave a parable of a man who was passing through Jericho. They were robbers, terrible robbers. Wicked robbers. Yet Jesus moved everywhere. Everywhere. Day and night, preaching. Wow! The man, Christ Jesus. I don't want to feel that it's God who just sent that. Oh, it became that. It was a tender plant that grew out of a dry ground. He had no form, no comeliness. That's why he can lead us to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go back to 24 Matthew and see. Wow, wow. Okay, let's go back there. So when he says, doing faith, hope, and charity, it's not just it's not just amen. It's good we sing the song anyway. It's good. But I want us to know that to do charity, you will become. And they will load you with things that cannot waver in the face of things. Things present and things to come. Neither height, nor depth, nor death, nor principalities, nor power, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of Christ. Neither. It means in the face of them, bro, in the face of them, not without them, in the face of them. After you are dead with witches in your village, don't rejoice yet. There are things to deal with, amen. When I say deal with, it means things you will bear and withstand and maintain constancy in the thoughts of God. You will not shift neither here nor there. Father, we thank you this evening.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.